Moncrief on News Talk.
The new buzz term is dad TV. It goes along with bad jokes and high-waisted jeans and refers to a sort of genre of television that fathers apparently like. The Irish Independent and Herald TV critic Pat Stacey has been writing about this. Afternoon, Pat.
Hi, Sean. How are you doing? Nice to talk to you again.
So define what dad TV is.
Well, I'm not sure. It seems to be everything and anything. Basically, anything that appeals to the inner fantasies that you, men like men of my generation and your generation, dads, are supposedly have about macho things, you know, like war, beating people up, car chases, that sort of thing, cowboys.
Okay.
That seems to be the broad definition of dad TV.
Yeah, and are there specifically shows that reflect those kind of supposed
fantasies? Well, there would be, of course, yeah. Reacher is the daddy of dad TV, apparently. And I love Reacher, by the way. It's great fun. Because he's big, enormous, he's 6'5". He goes around beating bad guys up. He can take out six of them in a few seconds. And he can snap their arms like breadsticks. So Reacher is the ultimate macho fantasy. But also, I've been looking at lists of dad TV. Yellowstone is another one, right? The Last of Us is included, presumably because Pedro Pascal's character is a kind of a father figure, but very strange. It's quite strange bedfellows. The Masters of the Air, fantastic fact-based series. Did you watch it on Apple?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
That's included in dad TV, which I find a bit baffling. It's an American term that kind of started out as an insult, but has now become kind of an affectionate thing. You know,
right.
I just find it baffling. It's just so wide ranging. Basically, everything with a lot of men in it is just thrown in there as dad TV, you know.
Don't most shows have a lot of men in them?
It covers everything.
It does cover it. Well, now Yellowstone is basically Dallas.
It is. Yeah, the little bits I've seen of it now wouldn't really be my thing. It's big hats that put me off, you know.
Yeah.
I don't like big hats.
Yeah, I must say, I've never watched Reacher, so I can't comment on that at all. But the Last of Us is kind of about almost like a father-daughter relationship.
It is, yeah. So in that sense, it's dad TV, but, you know, it's very positive dad TV. The dad TV they're talking about is a kind of, oh, this is what your dad would like to watch, your old man, you know.
Yeah.
Sat there. In my case, 5'7" with a bit of a paunch. Sat there watching, you know, big guys throwing other big guys through windows, you know.
Yeah.
This kind of stuff. Absolute nonsense,
so, Pat, are they specifically making TV shows now for dads?
I think they probably are, Sean. Yeah, I think they are. Let's see. I mean, Yellowstone, for instance, is very popular, apparently, with guys over 60. That would be me, American guys over 60. And there's been a number of spin-offs. It was one with Harrison Ford, 1947 or something like that. I don't watch them, but, you know, I've seen a bit of the original.
Mm.
But, yeah, it seems to be this is a thing now, you know. Dad TV, preferably with a guy who wears a lumberjack shirt now and again or a big cowboy hat, you know.
Yeah.
Or indeed fights off mushroom-headed zombies, yeah.
Is it a bit insulting, really, because it's reductive?
Kind of a little bit, yeah. It is reductive. I mean, it's, you know, it reminds me of, like, when Brendan O'Carroll says, oh, Mrs. Brown's Boys is, you know, comedy for working class people. You middle class media types wouldn't understand. Well, I'm a working class media type and I can't stand it, but I like all sorts of comedy, you know.
Yes. And is Billions supposed to be dad TV as well? Which I must
think it is, yeah. I haven't seen much of that now, I must be honest. But this is about, like, hedge fund managers.
No, I watched like that a few episodes and they spend all their time yelling at each other in the most over-the-top way. They think it's Shakespeare or something. So
yeah,
I just couldn't stick it.
EastEnders with red braces and lots of bread.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, it's, I mean, first on me, the hedge fund managers, you know.
Yeah.
What next? Action-packed dad TV featuring accountants, you know. Yeah, it's just this whole macho Wall Street stuff, you know. It's just ridiculous.
So it's just really just a kind of a makey-uppy term, really.
It is basically a makey-uppy thing, yeah. You know, it's as much cultural value as, like, real men don't eat quiche had, like, 40 years ago, or 50 is the new 40, when everybody, of course, knows that 60 is the new 40, you know?
No, absolutely. Now, and Slow Horses is supposed to be dad TV. Now, I must say I like Slow Horses, but there's no one there. I'm not looking at Gary Oldman going, I want to look like him. Like,
I want
to
look like
him. And I think of pee.
I'll tell you something. If Gary Oldman is, you know, who looks so supposedly so desiccated and smelly and broken down. If I looked as good as him, I'd be pretty bloody happy, you know. And he looks better on his worst day in Slow Horses than I do at a wedding, you know.
Yeah.
So,
especially yeah. He enjoys the worst possible lifestyle as well. So that
yeah,
makes it even more fun.
Takeaways, yeah. Whiskey, cigarettes, flatulence. It's fantastic. I read the book. I love the books, by the way. I've eaten my way through all the books. They're brilliant. Yeah, Slow Horses is fantastic. But here's the thing about Slow Horses. Okay. Calling it Dad TV is a big, 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 big stretch. Apart from anything else, as you know, you've watched it, is lots of strong female characters in it.
Yeah.
You're half the cast are women, you know, and they're really strong, well-developed characters. So it's just kind of nonsense, really, you know.
It is, yeah. Okay, so we'll make a note then to ignore it every time you see anyone referring to it. Pat Stacey is TV...
Unless, Sean, one exception, it's in an article by Pat Stacey.
Okay, apart from the article in the Indo by Pat Stacey, just ignore it everywhere else you go. Pat Stacey, thanks a million.
Thanks, Sean. Good luck.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.